the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Some agricultural groups would like U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai to reconsider some previous trade deals, including the Trans-Pacific Partnership. According to AgWeb.com, the new Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership was formed after the U.S. withdrew from TPP talks during the Trump administration. The trade pact now includes 11 countries, including Australia, Canada, Mexico, and Japan. The Canadian Produce Marketing Association held its 95th convention and trade show, Fresh Week, the largest fresh produce event in Canada, April 12th through the 16th, attracting almost 2,900 attendees from 42 countries as a virtual event. ThePacker.com reports this year's event touted the Industry Connections Reimagined theme. Besides networking, business development, and educational opportunities, the program featured industry leaders who shared their challenges navigating through the pandemic and strategies they've adopted to sustain and thrive their businesses. Despite COVID-related challenges, U.S. pork exports to Central America set a new record in 2020 and are off to a terrific start this year. Through February, export volumes to the region increased 46% from a year ago to nearly 22,000 metric tons and was valued at more than $53 million, up 38%. February exports were record large to Guatemala, El Salvador, and Costa Rica, while exports to Honduras were the fourth highest ever. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.